This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Friday Ag Weather Impacts. Look for an active weather pattern to continue across the Columbia Basin as we head into the last week of November. A Pacific cold front on Thanksgiving brought areas of rain and scoured out that cold air in the basin. Another front will bring more rain today before tapering off this afternoon and evening. Plan on drier conditions for Saturday and Sunday as a weak ridge of high pressure moves over the area. Additional weather systems will impact the area next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. The frequency of disturbances means that cold air inversions and fog are unlikely to have enough time to set up. So except for cool temperatures during the clearing Sunday and Monday mornings, above normal temperatures will be the rule this weekend through much of next week. Rainfall amounts of a third to two-thirds of an inch are likely in many areas, with farms near the Cascades and Blues getting close to 1 inch. Snowfall will be above 3,500 feet today and above 5,000 feet next week. So not much impact for farm-to-market travel. A brief period of livestock cold stress, though, is possible this afternoon and evening during the wind and rain. Soil temperatures are in the mid-30s and lower 40s and should rise 3 to 5 degrees this coming week. Wheat and pastures should be able to make some slow growth. Looking out into the first week of November, it appears that colder weather will return. This is Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.